This weekend, we had All Souls Day yesterday, and of course, on the November 1st, the day before yesterday, we had All Saints Day. Now, as we are observing All Saints Sunday, may I ask you one question? What is your first impression of saints? What jumps in your mind when we talk about saints? Holy, maybe a halo behind the head?
Dead people.
Yes, that's normally the case, especially for children and Halloween. Well, today we are going to take a deep look at our gospel and find out what is about saints and who are the saints. It is so true that normally when we talk about saints, often persecution, suffering, martyrdom, and all saints are thrown in as if they were all the dead people. But today, actually the first reading, we can see the prophet Habakkuk, he was crying for those saints. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help? And the Lord answered. In the end, the Lord answered, it will come. It will not delay. Saints, are saints really dead people? St. Paul wrote in a couple of epistles, he called people who are Jesus' followers, saints, such as into the book of Corinthians. But in today's gospel, we just heard a story. The major character in this story, his name is Zacharias. Zacharias, probably in Hebrew meaning, is clean, pure. I believe the name has some meaning for it. The name shows the expectations of the parents when they carefully chose the name for their child. But this Zacchaeus, when he grew up, he was a chief tax collector. In today's language, he works for the government, of course for the Roman Empire. But back then, this was not a decent job. According to their culture, the tax collector, of course, they can use all their means to collect a tax, and except the part that is due to the government, they can keep whatever is left. So you can imagine the reason why they're so rich. And being as the chief tax collector, of course, the Bible says he was rich. But Zacchaeus, in the Jewish people's eyes, he is anything but clean. He is anything but pure. They call him a sinner. To some extent, they see him as a sinner, as something the exact opposite to being clean, being pure. They saw him as filthy, contaminated. So the crowd, they wowed When Jesus said he would go into Zacchaeus' house. But before that, just go back a little bit. This person, Zacchaeus, when he heard the news that Jesus is coming to the town, he spent his time and effort. He studied which route Jesus is going to pass through. So maybe he said to himself, I want to see Jesus. But I can really feel him because I am a short woman. I'm not good at height. When I was in the crowd seeing the parade, when people are saying, here, here, there, there, and all I can see are the back of the human heads. Where, where? I can really feel Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, he studied the route. Not only that, he knows about his shortcoming. He knows if he is among the crowd, probably he cannot be satisfied. He cannot have a good look of Jesus. But he's determined to do so. Then he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. Interestingly enough, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. Oh, how did Jesus know there's a man hiding in the tree? And even more, Jesus called his name, Zacchaeus. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Wow! We all know a sycamore tree cannot move. If anyone's moving along with the crowd, probably they can see more about Jesus. But after trying so much, after doing so much, all the Zacchaeus can achieve is probably a quick glance, a quick, maybe a few seconds, maybe at the most a few minutes. Still not a really good look of Jesus, let alone to chat with him. But Jesus, the Son of Man, being God himself, he knows our human heart. He knows the time and effort Zacchaeus spent. He called him, just as Jesus called me, called you, called everyone personally at your baptism. He called him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Well, the crowd was surprised. How could you? Jesus, you've done so many good things. You have such a good name. How could you sport your name by associating with a sinner? Not only the average, maybe the worst kind. So, as we can see, the crowds, they started murmuring. The Bible says they began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Interestingly enough, Zacchaeus stood there, said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor." Remember, he was not forced to do that. He voluntarily offered that. If all he was trying to achieve is to accumulate wealth for him, what is he doing now? Can you imagine if today, let's say St. George is going to put a commercial, a full-page commercial on Toronto Star, saying something like this: "Join us. If you do the list of the charity, here's the list, this, that, and you will be dead. We will announce you as one of the saints." Guess what? You bet. There won't be too many people will be interested. Doing good things plus being dead. Maybe too much to ask. However, Zacchaeus, without his knowledge, he was volunteering, offering, "Lord, look, half my possessions, I'll give it to the poor." And that's not the end. "And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Zacchaeus is quoting the Jewish law, and he expressed, "I'm going to obey the laws." What? He is the tax collector, the chief tax collector. Of course he has frauded, offended. He has done something wrong to lots of people. And if he said, "If I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." With what? He's paying back with only half of what he has. Remember, he already gave out half of it. He's paying it. His remedy with only half what is left. Then, if he's going to look back, all his possessions, all his wealth, maybe just in a twinkle of eyes, it's gone. What was he doing? Is he out of his mind? But to Zacchaeus, all these things he was voluntarily offering that. To him, Jesus is more important, so much more important to the wealth, to everything that he worked for in his entire life. He's giving away right now. What has happened? Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham." Does Zacchaeus know? Now he is among one of the saints. As St. Paul called the church people, called Jesus' followers saints. Me, even I, a sinner, and you, even though we are still alive, we are saints. Can you believe that? We are saints. It is not because what good things we have done so that we can boast before people, before the Lord. We are saints. It is only because God's mercy and grace. This is our human nature. This chesed shows our sinful nature. It's black. But you know what? There are only 4 times in the entire Bible. And today, we just read the first place. The righteous live by their faith. The righteous live by their faith. So by faith, we are saints. We are clothed in white. We are clothed in righteous. Today is November 3rd, 2019. In less than 3 years, we're going to celebrate St. George's 100 years. For those people who were before us, certainly they are saints. I tell you something, they are not dead. They are very alive in front of the Lord. And you know what? Isn't this a good message? Isn't this a great message? Probably in decades, when our children's children, when they celebrate, they will mention us, because we, among the other St. George saints, we are writing the legacy. Salvation cannot be bought. If it works the other way, this is what we offer. You come to church and you will be the saint. We give you salvation. Give us money. No, no, no. It will never work that way. Only when we live by faith, we are the righteous. We are the saints. And God Himself, who knows all of our hearts, He will provide. As Jesus provides salvation, certainly God will provide earthly material things, because He is our Abba Father. Let's go back to the question I asked. What is your first impression of saints? Now we know. We are saints, not because we have done good things, but because, just like Geraldine said, holy. In the Hebrew word, kadosh, holy, means a strong separation. This is the reason behind Zacchaeus' transformation. Before his meeting with Jesus, he was a sinner, and he accepted this fact that people looked down, despised him, no matter how rich he was. But he was a sinner. But after meeting Jesus, he became holy. He gave up everything he worked for, strived for before, but he seeks for Jesus. His life was totally transformed. How about you? How about me? Do we know Jesus? There are so many times we look at our situations, we look at our difficulties, we cry to the Lord, how long, God, are you going to help us at all? Are you listening? Where are you? But here, this is God's answer. He told Habakkuk, and this is the same message. Write the vision. What is our vision? We're going to invite more people, and they will be the saints. We will all be St. George saints. This will be our vision. And God promised that if it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. This is not because who we are, what we have done. This is totally because who God is, what God has done for us. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. So we are confident to go out and proclaim the gospel, to invite people coming. It's for their benefit to save the lost. Amen.